everyone, and thank you for joining me. Namo myoho renge kyo. This will be part three of the letter of petition from Yoritomi or Shijo Kingo. I think I'll be able to finish it in this take. Once again, it may have been or is confusing as you read this letter that it's written in the person of Shijo Kingo, but it's actually written by Nichiren for Shijo Kingo as a properly composed petition for Shijo Kingo's boss, Lord Emma. And this is because Yoritomi has received a letter from Lord Emma's office, Lord Emma, disavow himself of Nichiren, and you know this is something that privately he probably would have said to Shijo Kingo himself, that he didn't like what he was doing and following Nichiren, you know. He himself being an Embutsu practitioner of the True Word School. However, he had enough respect for Shijo Kingo as a samurai, one of his top samurai, to not put any more conditions on him, just to let him know that he wasn't very happy. However, as you know from this Gosho, a rather extensive accusation by other samurai was made regarding Shijo Kingo at a particular appearance of a True Word scholar, and had a rather informal debate at that public gathering. But this report was given to Lord Emma as an accusation against Shijo Kingo, who admits he was there but had no part in what this other samurai, who actually, by the words of Nichiren here and the account that he was given, and certainly the account that he writes on, was rather a good exposition on the doctrine of Nichiren on support of the practice of Lotus Sutra as the culmination of Shakyamuni's teachings of Buddhism. And I'm careful to say it that way because that's what's at issue here is which is the true teaching, which is the erroneous teaching, how should we be practicing, and as evidenced in our environment, what we Buddhists often call actual proof. If you look at what's going on around you, you can see the actual proof of following misguided thinking versus correct thinking, clear thinking. This is something our world is in dire need of. And it should be a proof that any philosophy, or certainly religion, cannot supply for all of their bluster. These religions of the worlds don't agree with direct observation of the world. That doesn't daunt them because magical thinking doesn't have any rules. In Buddhism, we are governed by a much more strict interpretation of what the hell is going on around us, right? So, with that said, I hope that clears up any confusion, and we'll have a little more on that when I finish here. Let's continue this petition. For the more than 300 years that followed, some insisted on the superiority of the True Word teachings over the Lotus Sutra, others on the superiority of the Lotus Sutra over the True Word teachings, and still others on the equality of both teachings. As the dispute continued unresolved, the imperial rule remained unaffected and did not come to an end. However, in the time of the retired emperor Goshirakawa, the 77th sovereign, the chief monk of the Tendai school, Byo-un became exclusively committed to the true word teaching and was killed by Yoshinaka. This is an example of the passage that states, quote, their heads will be split into seven pieces. Not that it was physically split into seven pieces, but that this is utter confusion where nobody knows which way is up in modern terms. Then in the time of retired emperor of Oki, the 82nd sovereign, the Zen and Nembutsu schools appeared and spread throughout the land as a great evil, true word teaching. So the vows made by the sun goddess and the deity Hachiman to protect 100 sovereigns throughout 100 reigns were broken, and the imperial authority came to an end. This was the beginning of the shogunate government. Through the workings of the sun goddess and the deity Hachiman, affairs of state then came to be entrusted to the acting administrator Hoshitoki of the Kanto region. Now, this is very significant as an argument in Buddhism, because what you'll see here is that the idea that the emperor, or like a king, is akin to deity. Well, that's over. This magical thinking isn't working for us. Well, we'll shift to a different kind of magic. We'll take something that's very strict and personal, not in a magical sense, but in a responsibility sense, and we'll invoke on it the Bushido code, and we'll control and run the country based on that. But we'll contort it to our needs. So this is, in fact, what the true word schools and the other schools become. They become an instrument of governance, which is the province of religion, not Buddhism. Buddhism is a guide for correct thinking, not a guide for manipulation and control. That is not the job of Buddhism, because it's all self. If there's manipulation and control in Buddhism, it's self-manipulation in a positive sense and control in a constructive sense for the self, not for others, right? So that's a critical difference. However, this is not what in fact happens as the shogunate takes on the responsibility of this void, if you will, left of this spiritual leadership. It shifts it onto the partnership of the Buddhist schools in the day. And this is why the two are so intermingled, right? These three evil teachings spread to Kanto, where they gained support with the ruling clan to a surprising degree. Therefore, the two heavenly lords, Brahma and Chakra, the deities of the sun and moon, and the four heavenly kings were enraged and admonished the rulers by means of unprecedented disturbances in the heavens and calamities on earth. When their admonitions went unheeded, they commanded a neighboring country to punish those who slandered the Lotus Sutra. The sun goddess and the deity Hachiman were powerless to help. The sage Nichiren alone was aware of all of this. Such being the strictness of the Lotus Sutra, I have set aside all trivial concerns and served you devotedly until this day in my desire to lead my Lord to enlightenment. Are not those who accuse me falsely thereby disloyal to you? If I were to leave the clan and abandon you now, you would immediately fall into the hell of incessant suffering. Then, even if I myself were to attain Buddhahood, I could only grieve, feeling that I had done so in vain. So there again is, from kind of a side chain, if you will, that core stricture of Buddhism, that Buddhahood is something we achieve for ourselves. we can assist others. And actually, in this letter, Nichiren for Shijo Kingo is lamenting that if his lord were to banish him or move, you know, get rid of him, as it were, as an officer, a retainer of his court, that he would be cutting off his own support for attaining Buddhahood, because this is now part and parcel of Shijo Kingo's loyalty, filial relationship with his lord. So if you cut me off, you cut your own Buddhahood off. Not because Shijo Kingo can provide it for him, but he'll no longer have the support to attain it, because he's on the incorrect path for himself right now. Follow? All right. As for the Hinayana precepts, which for some reason the True Word School hangs on to, because it's a great method of control, right? They look at this ancient mechanism for teaching, and now, because it doesn't teach anyone anymore, it can be used to make people believe they're in error and lacking, and used as a manipulation. Isn't that interesting? The 250 precepts were expounded for the heavenly deities by the great Arhat Purna, but the layman Vimalakirti reprimanded him, saying, quote, "You should not place impure food in a jeweled vessel." Angulimala reproached Manjushri, saying, quote, "You will never realize the truth of emptiness expounded in the Mahayana teachings through Hinayana practices, which are as insignificant as mosquitoes and gadflies." Manjushri later set forth 17 flaws in the Hinayana precepts, and the Thus Come One likewise repudiated them with the 8 analogies. The great teacher Dengyo denounced them as donkey's milk and likened them to a toad. The later disciples of Ganjin accused the great teacher Dengyo of calumny and appealed directly to Emperor Saga. But because what Dengyo had said is clearly indicated in the sutras, their efforts were to no avail. The petition submitted to the emperor by the schools of Nara proved futile, and the great ordination platform for conferring the Mahayana precepts was erected at Enryaku-ji Temple on Mount Hiei. Thus, the Hinayana precepts have already long since been discarded. Even if I, Yorimoto, should compare the monk Ryokan to a mosquito, a gadfly, or a toad, because such assertions are clearly based on the sutras, you would have no reason to find fault with me. And yet you practice that lineage. That's what the unsaid, but it clearly indicated. Now it is unimaginably grievous to me that you would order me to submit a written oath, discarding my resolute mind in the Lotus Sutra. If I, Yorimoto, were to follow the trend of the times, which goes against the Buddhist teachings, and write such an oath, you would immediately incur the punishment of the Lotus Sutra. When the sage Nichiren, the envoy of the Thus Come One Shakyamuni, was exiled because of the false charges leveled against him by the monk Ryokan, fighting broke out within 100 days, just as he had predicted, and a great number of warriors perished. Among them were the scions of the Nagao clan. Is not the monk Ryokan solely to blame for their deaths? And if you now pay heed to the views of Ryuzo and Ryokan and force me to write this oath, will you not be equally guilty? Now, I don't know about Lord Emma, but at this point, if I think this petition is from Shijo Kingo, I think I'm pretty suspicious that Nichiren is writing this, right? Be that as it may, the petition continues. I am not sure whether those who slander me are simply ignorant of this causal principle, or whether they are intentionally trying to do you harm. Interesting reversal of thought for his master to contemplate that these people may not just be trying to get rid of me, but they may in fact, because, and they may not know it themselves, they're ignorant of this causal relationship, but you're a wise man, so consider that even if all they want to do is get rid of me, perhaps they harbor thoughts of causing you harm by doing this. It's interesting device that Nitran is quite aware of the thinking of the ruling class, isn't he? Or whether they're intentionally trying to do you harm. In any event, I urge you to summon those who are plotting to use me in order to provoke some major incident and have them confront me in your presence. Let me meet my accusers right in front of you, and let's have a face-to-face debate right in front of you so you can judge for yourself. Stop this hearsay. Stop being manipulated by these people and have them confront me directly. See if they have the balls to say what they're saying, right? I'm that confident. And that's truly the message here, right? With my deep respect, and it's unsigned because this is meant for Shijo Kingo to sign and be brought to Lord Emma. Submitted by Shijo Nakatsukasa Nojo Yorimoto. So this is Shijo Kingo. And I'll just read the first little paragraph here of the background so that you can get it straight what's going on here. This petition was written by Nichiren Shonin. So it was written by Nichiren in the sixth month of 1277 on behalf of his loyal follower Shijo Nakatsukasa Saburo Simon Nojo Yorimoto, or as we know him, Shijo Kingo, who had been served an official letter of reprimand from his lord, Emma Chikatoki. The petition addressed to Lord Emma asserts that Shijo Kingo was being subjected to unjustified slander. And it goes on beyond that. So there's some question, I think I read somewhere, that this letter may never have actually been delivered to Lord Emma. Yeah, Kingo's messenger left Kamakura on the afternoon of the 25th and arrived in Minobu on the evening of the 27th. Nichiren was delighted to learn that his disciple was determined to uphold his resolve and propagate the law, even at the cost of his life, which we've been reading a lot about. He also perceived the machinations of Ryokan and Ryuzo-bo behind this incident. So he therefore wrote this letter of petition to encourage Kingo and sent it to, addressed to Lord Emma, in which he defended. This petition, however, was apparently never submitted. In it, the Shonin sought to correct Lord Emma's misunderstanding. So, Lord Emma was obviously not ready to be shakabuku by Nichiren, which is essentially what would have happened, because after this would have been submitted, the expectation would have been one way or another, either become a co-disciple of Nichiren's, a student of Nichiren's, or suffer the consequences. So it's an interesting petition in that it's in the way that it's being written for one of his followers. That's a real dedication to your followers, using the opportunity not only to help Shijo Kingo, but obviously to Shakabuku Lord Emma change his views. We're at a critical moment here in Shijo Kingo's career that has been, I won't say plagued, but certainly a continuous negative voice around him, disparaging him for not being one of the gang as far as their spiritual, mental uh, rhetorical, following, doing what the master thinks, not just what he says. I don't know. It's a political soup. And on the one hand, he's very important to Lord Emma as a very consequential samurai and leader. But on this other kind of duality that I spoke of when we opened this video, between the ruling class and the appropriation of Buddhist school in order to justify their actions with the populace, it's a tricky place. Lord Emma is first a ruler, second a samurai in his as a ruler, and dedicated to his warriors, right? His warrior force. He has to keep them in line. At the same time, how he governs the people has its own colorations, its own special governance over his own retinue. But he's more a leader, a ruler, a head of the warriors that he has than he is a Buddhist scholar. But he too has pressures on him as a ruler of his own class of elites throughout Japan, to not appear to falter from this line. I mean, this Japan's culture didn't allow, still probably doesn't allow for that. There's a very, very strict rule of behavior, right? So, anyway, that concludes this petition. It's interesting in several senses. And it also encapsulates a lot of the history we've been reading about, and again, puts it into an order that obviates and makes sense. So it's also a really good construction, an argument for Nichiren school of Lotus Sutra practice, right? We can pull directly from it for explorations of justification of the Lotus Sutra as superior and others as non, from direct observation, actual proof, if you will. All right, and with that, we'll close this video. Thank you for being here, as always. Those of you who can support in other ways, the entire Sangha is indebted to you. Thank you so much. Lots of links. Use my free resource site at threefoldlotus.com. Of course, I'm on Patreon, Cocoscope. And don't forget, if you're one who enjoys listening to the audio of these videos, download them wherever you get your podcast, The Buddhahood Podcast, so you can listen to this discussion wherever and whenever it's convenient for you. And until the next one, I'll be waiting to see you. Take care of your health and your friends. Strengthen your practice. Namo Myoho Renge Kyo. See you next time. Bye-bye.